Welcome to Fewer Things Better. This is the place for all of us who are big on goals and short on time. Together, we'll explore smart, simple ideas on how to retrain your brain and unlock your life. I'm your host, Kristen Graham. Let's get started.
As a professional nerd, I love digging into the thinking, science, and research around the benefits to our brains and bodies that come from different elements. There's much to be learned about the flexibility of our brain through neuroplasticity, the strength of our skills through habits and repetition, and the powerful psychology that comes from consistency. All very important to a balanced approach to life. An often overlooked or deprioritized element of making life well-balanced instead of just balanced is dashes of joy or fun. Joy in whatever definition you call it. So it could be fun or pleasure, play, happiness. These are the rainbow sprinkles in between all of the effort. They're not meant to be the reward after all the work. They're the cushions within the work that help it feel worthwhile. When we defer or deflect the lighter moments of life, we end up collecting achievements and accolades, but often at the cost of satisfaction and fulfillment. The bottom line on top of this episode is that allowing space for fun creates a mental magnet for more of it. The opportunity here is that fun, joy, happiness, they're all within reach. We just make the idea of them larger and the effort seem harder than the actual experience of having them. I see this a lot from the discussions and the deliveries I do to groups. Several times a year, I host small group cohorts that focus on doing fewer things better. It's very on brand from this podcast. I'm in the middle of a group right now, and we've been blending information with self-insight and then testing out the tools and techniques to see what works in our real but busy and sometimes messy lives. One of the members recently shared that they have what they call a joy deficiency. Going too long and doing too much for others led to a drought for her of fun. That's something that a lot of us related to. As part of this cohort, I ask everyone to capture what we are now calling joy bursts, those quick personal things that we can access during our days. And the ideas ranged from calling a loved one to sitting outside in the garden, playing a favorite upbeat song, giving some love to a pet, even making a great cup of coffee. Finding joy in the things that are accessible really extends the enjoyment of the day itself. And making room for fun in our days is a mental muscle that we need to develop. And like any exercise, it's the consistency of doing it over the extended effort from time to time that really brings the most lasting change. And there are scientific benefits to all this joy and fun. One of the key ways to reduce stress, or at least offset some of the stress we accumulate during the day, is to have more of those joy bursts. Play in any of its forms can trigger the release of endorphins, and those are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Endorphins bring us an overall sense of well-being, and they can even temporarily relieve pain. A great example is laughter. We know it's known as a medicine, but in addition to the endorphins, one of the ways that laughter does that is it enhances your intake of oxygen-rich air, and it stimulates your heart, your lungs, and your muscles. That's all according to the Mayo Clinic. But medical experts aside, the other day I had a personal, unexpected experiment in this. I was watching some videos, and a new one popped up, and it was of a puppy eating a blueberry for the first time. I mean, don't ask me why I was watching puppy videos, but I didn't even know I needed that particular joy burst in my life until I saw it. And then my heart was very, very happy. Score one for science. There's also research that shows how play helps improve brain function. Playing chess, completing puzzles, or pursuing other fun activities that challenge the brain end up helping strengthen our memory, increase creative thinking, and even extending focus on future tasks. The days are full of to-dos. So this episode is a prompt to also look for the to-enjoys. I saw a quote online recently that said, "I cannot stress enough how important it is to do silly, frivolous things that serve no purpose other than making you happy." So for today, find a little bit more frivolous things. Carve out a few minutes for mental recess. Maybe watch a puppy eat a blueberry, whatever works for you. And that's the point. It's for you and it's about you. And that is an excellent way to spend some of our time. Thanks for listening. You can find a lot more like this by following me on LinkedIn or going to unlockthebrain.com and joining the mailing list. And if you found value in this podcast, please take a moment to rate or comment. Thanks so much. And now let's go do fewer things better.